Hey, you guys, welcome to another episode of Vocabulary with John
and Angel.
Yes, Angel, today is the day, or actually, this week is the week of a very special festival.
Oh.
Do you know what festival it is?
Is it Dragon Boat Festival?
Yes, Dragon Boat Festival, or otherwise known as Duan Wu, right? Duan Wu
yes,
Festival.
Duan Wu.
Yes. But why do people call it Dragon Boat and not Duan Wu Festival?
That's what I'm curious too. Why don't we call them like Zongzi Festival, but we call them Dragon Boat?
Well, I guess because it's more festive, right? When you
yes.
are rowing the Dragon Boat, it's a competition, it's a race. So most people see it and it's all over TV.
Yes. Everywhere, like in Taiwan.
So before mukbang, which is live streaming while you're eating, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we can't call it zongzijie because nobody's going to watch you eating zongzi.
It's super boring.
Yes. Nothing very interesting. No. A zongzi is a zongzi is
yeah,
a zongzi.
Eating the zongzi, yes.
Okay. So other than the food, the boat, right?
Yes.
What else do we do on Dragon Boat?
What else? Balancing the egg.
Balancing the egg. Definitely. I think this is a big sport. I want
yes.
to call it sport because
sport.
Everybody's doing it.
So did you do it?
No, I don't.
Year?
No, I don't.
You haven't done it before?
No, I don't want to balance the egg on the floor. I want to balance
Why?
It in my stomach. I just put it in my mouth.
Oh. Okay, yeah, I've gone to the better place.
That's the way you deal with eggs. You eat them.
Exactly. But you know why we balance the eggs?
Okay. I believe, well, 50% for entertainment, isn't it? Like something for kids to do on Dragon
mm-hmm.
Boat.
Yes.
Okay, keep them busy. That's how I grew up.
Because
like,
hey,
kids, you can really balance the eggs. And then, you know,
you
me and my cousins. Yes.
But you can balance the eggs.
Yeah, exactly. You watch the adults row Dragon Boat and kids balance the eggs at home.
Fair enough.
Or wherever you are. Like, you can go to a park and balance the egg in a park.
Yeah.
If you really, really want.
If you really, really want to do so.
Yes. So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. This gets interesting.
But I have tried to balance the eggs for every year in
yes.
the past.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And I've heard that if you could balance the eggs perfectly, and then you will have the good luck in the following year.
Oh, really?
That's what I've heard.
So people do it for good luck in the following year and not the same
yeah.
year.
Oh, the same year. Oh, yeah, should be the same year. I mean, the rest of the year.
Yeah, in the coming
the
year,
the,
right?
In the coming
For the
year,
rest
yes.
of the year.
Yeah.
Yes, right. So that's good news. I think we will do anything for good luck in Taiwan.
Of course. Oh, yes.
What so else do we do for good luck?
For good luck.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a very interesting customs.
Okay.
That's what we call a fortune water.
I know about that. I know about
that
because
okay,
one time my mom invited me to do so and I rejected mm-hmm. it. I turned her down. You see, generally on Dragon Boat Festival or just before or after, it either it's drizzly, it's rainy,
mm-hmm. yes.
or it's just extremely hot.
Extremely hot.
Yeah, it's either extremely hot or it's just rainy, right? So one year my mom invited me, hey, let's go do this, go collect some fortune water. And I'm like, collect some fortune water? What the heck do you expect me to do? So let's hear it from you first. And then I'll tell
All
my
right.
side of the story.
Okay. So that's what I always do. That I will get the water just from the faucet. And then the time has to be from 11 to like before 1 p.m. Before 1 p.m.
So All between right, 11 o'clock.
To 1 p.m.
1 p.m. Okay.
Yeah. And then you got to put the coins inside the water. And then you got to boil the water. So you got to put 168 coins, exact 168 coins in the water and you boil it.
Okay, hang on a second. How big is your container then?
It's not much, really. It's just 168. It's not 1,000.
No, but 168 $180 coins is quite a few
coins. Oh, you can put like $50.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So it has to total 168. I thought 168 coins. Then we have
not necessary. Not necessary. Yeah.
Okay.
Just the total number.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The total amount has to be 168.
Yeah. And you boil it. And then you collect the water, of course.
Okay.
And then you can use the water to do everything. Like you mop the floor, you wipe the table. And then, yeah, basically pretty much about cleaning. And then this says that you can bring great fortune in the coming year.
Okay.
Yes.
So let me quickly recap this, because your version of fortune water is very different to mine.
Okay.
Yeah. So your version is... you collect, you know, first water, any regular water from the faucet, from the tap, put $168 worth of coins in there. Okay, it could be a lot of coins, it could be a few coins. And then that water collection period has to be between 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock at noon, right? And you can collect whatever water you collect with the money in it, you have to boil it. Or you can use it for mopping the floor, etc. So boiling the water is only for drinking, right? For drinking purposes, not so much for mopping and doing other things with the water, right? Or do you have to boil the water to activate that fortune water?
I think we have to boil the water to activate.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not like... you know, take out your magic wand and abracadabra, there's your fortune wand.
You have to do something to activate it.
Oh, activate, yes. To get it going. To get the $168 going.
You have to make the magic work, right?
And then you have to give your $168 to your mom to make it work.
That's more practical.
Okay, very practical there. All right.
Yep.
So once the water is activated, you can drink it. You can mop the floor with it. You can wash your clothes with it.
You can do everything, but please don't drink it.
Why not?
Because the coin then you become is not the, hygiene enough.
You internalize being rich.
That makes sense. So do you want to do it this year? Because for me, I wouldn't do it. Please tell me how it works if you actually boil it and drink it.
Oh, well, if you put 50 NT, I think 50 NT dollar coin is made of copper. So it'll have a coppery taste. It'll have a little nickel and copper taste.
That's interesting. Maybe you could put some salt and paper inside.
Okay.
You want to do so.
Okay. So I'm being really silly here. But anyways, the idea is... that water you collect becomes fortune water. It's activated. And it's collected at noon.
At noon.
Of Dragon Boat Festival.
It has to be, yes.
It has to be. Mm-hmm. All right.
So, and different from your version?
So my version is my mom invited me to go to the mountain somewhere. It was, I remember, halfway up Yangming Mountain. And she says there's a spring there, apparently, like a natural spring, like very, very cold. And every year, people in northern parts of Taiwan who lives in sort of Tianmu, Shiling, Beitou area, they would go hike up the mountain, like because it's a holiday anyway, right?
Uh-huh.
So they hike up the mountain and they would visit the spring and they would collect the water. So the idea is starting around 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, you start hiking. And then by the time you get to the spring, it's already 11-ish, 12.
Oh.
You know, and you collect the water there. And a lot of people would line up and bring their buckets of water or bring their big water bottles or water containers, whatever. And that would be the fortune water. So our version has no coins in it.
No magic.
Yeah, so... it's just like you gotta collect a special spring water that's all natural, that's coming out of the earth, and between 11 and 1, okay?
Oh, also same at period. Noon.
Yeah, uh-huh. Same period. You know, it's the most natural and the most organic water you will ever drink. Something like that. And
oh,
that's apparently
that
good
water.
For health. That's uh-huh. good for fortune. That's good for everything.
So what's the difference? Like, if you collect the water, like, the day before?
I don't know.
Does it make any difference?
I don't know. I mean, to me, you can collect it every noon.
Yeah.
And you will feel lucky every day, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, right?
If you want to feel lucky, you go hiking every day. And you collect
and you
the spring water at
healthy.
Noon.
Healthy, yes.
Exactly. You'll be healthy, right? What
because
luck do you need?
Because you hike every day, yeah.
What luck do you need if you have your health? Right, if you have good
couldn't
health.
Couldn't agree more. Yes.
All right.
I think maybe that's a tradition way, like mom wants to ask their kids to hike with them.
I don't know. It could be an activity. Again, you know, as far as I'm concerned, growing up, I always think Dragon Boat Festival is a very silly festival. It's just any other regular public holiday or like weekend, except your parents would come up with all these customary rules and traditions to keep you busy.
To keep you busy.
You know, as far as I'm concerned, they're trying to keep me busy because they don't want me in front of the TV watching TV. They don't want me to spend time on my Nintendo game console.
Oh.
They don't want me to spend time. You know, that's the way I sort of grew and understood this festival to be. But here's the thing. That was when I was really, really small. I was, I don't know, 5 or 6 years old.
Fact, uh-huh.
Yeah, whatever I do remember about Taiwan back then. And then living in South Africa was very, very different because on Dragon Boat festivals, moon festivals, Chinese New Year, and all these major festivals, for us, overseas Taiwanese people in the West is about international cultural exchange. You understand what I mean? So a lot of times our government, or there's an agency called the OCAC.
Mm-hmm. OCAC.
Overseas Community Affairs Council. So in Chinese, they're called 侨务委员会. And they, on these festivals, they would subsidize different civil groups, like women groups, like the Taipei Chamber of Commerce, and so on and so forth. All the Taiwanese groups, civil groups, subsidize them to host these luncheons, events, bazaars, cultural exchange evenings, banquets, what have you, right? Whatever you can come up with. So amongst the Taiwanese community, it's a day for like sort of coming together.
Uh-huh.
And guess what?
Yeah, what?
Year after year, you know, you have to be part of the Taiwanese community, right? Because that's how you get information. And being overseas, we are a very small and very tight community.
Mm-hmm.
And because everybody knows everybody. And so let's say my best friend, my buddy's mom, like she's involved. She's responsible for cooking the food, let's say, this year on Dragon Boat, right? And we have like a luncheon. So what does she do? She'll get her son to help, right? And then buddy would call me and ask me, hey, John, you know, I'm helping my mom out. So you better come and help us with in the kitchen, right? Help us with the food. Help us in the kitchen. Okay. And so I get called to go and help out, right? So whenever adults are involved in any of the community affairs like this,
you have nowhere to hide. You have
nowhere
to help.
To hide.
Oh my
so
God.
It's Moon Festival. It's Chinese New Year. It's, you know, whatever festival we have. So if your parent, one of your parents are involved, you need to get involved one way or the other. You either become the waiter, or you become like you gotta be the DJ.
You gotta be the DJ.
Yeah, you gotta be the MC sometimes, and you gotta act sometimes. Sometimes it's a stage play that we have to put up. Sometimes it's a dance. Sometimes you gotta help out in the kitchen. Sometimes you gotta be the valet.
It seems help like you guys cars. Have multitask.
So. As long as parents get involved, kids have to get involved too.
So that's why you don't really, you are not really into these magical festivals?
No. So for us, living 20 odd years overseas, it means work.
Work.
It means work. Community work. So 1 year, I am a dancer. Another year, I'm the MC.
No,
if you can't dance, you got to come up with something. So me and my buddy, and yes, we got to come up with like a magic show or like magic and dance or something.
Oh, you need to entertain the adult.
Yes. So we got to be part of the program.
Part of the program.
You got to be part of the program. You are either managing the program or you are part of the program or you are part of the staff on the ground.
Okay.
Yes.
That's easier, right? Part of the staff.
I don't know. As you grow older, you're given more responsibility, if you catch my drift.
Oh, right.
You know, they're not going to send a 10-year-old kid as MC, right? So
definitely
when you
not.
Are still looking cute, they want you to act cute. And then by the time you reach your teenage years, like then they'll 16, say, oh, John, you look like you can do a stage play. How about you and your buddies go find five other kids and let's do a play of Qu Yuan. Like, go figure something out.
Oh.
And I'm like, why do we need to do this? I hate my life.
Why do you need to do this?
You know, when you're a teenager and you're rebellious, you're like, I hate my life. Why do I need to do this?
Oh, wow. But other than this, because if you just go to school, the school, they won't teach you the history of Taiwan. Or, I mean,
what history did I learn?
Like, Qu Yuan's history.
By doing a stage play, I learned something?
Yeah, because you have... Yeah, you have to study the background, and then you can act, right? So no, that's how
that's if
you learn.
I'm the story writer. That's if I'm the screenwriter. I'm not. I'm usually not. I'm like just a guy. I'm one of the followers. I'm never the leader. I never want to be a leader in these situations. You know, when you're a teenager, you never want to lead these things. It's just too much, you know, because your peers look at you differently. They're like, oh, there goes John.
I see.
There goes John. Yeah. Like, he's the leader. Sure, let him lead. You know, let him take up all the hard work.
You know, teenager doesn't like it.
Exactly. And then you spend all your nights, you know, discussing stuff with the adults.
Yes.
So it's much later, like when I got to, me and my buddy, we got to like 16, 17 years of age. Then that's when we were given like responsibilities. Then we have to come up with the whole program and go get kids to come in. Dance and entertain. And we sometimes have to choreograph the dance as well. We have to come up with these programs. Yes.
Wow.
Get people involved. That's sort of the idea.
Get old people involved.
Yes. The young and old. Well, technically the young. Yes. Because you can manipulate them a little bit more.
Oh, but but how about the days off?
What days off? It's like, it's a public holiday in Taiwan. It won't be a public holiday in South Africa.
Oh, so
or
that's
the
why
US.
You don't
it's
like
not.
It.
It's not. So what we do is that particular weekend, Dragon Boat Festival week, that weekend will be the day we host our event.
That
weekend. So we there's no public holiday, really.
There's no public holiday. Yes. So that's why you cannot enjoy it. Why we love this festival so much? Because we get to have 3 days off.
Yeah. So it's a very different feeling. You know, living in the West, living overseas, it's different. It's about coming together as a community. So the idea is very different.
Yes.
So I spent most of my childhood doing a lot of these things with my friends and family. Doing all that.
And your friend's parents.
Yes. And, you know, we become like a little group. Me and my buddy and a few of my other friends, if we were, you know, if we, like one guy can DJ and the other guy can do this, and they get called to do all these things the whole year round. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Like, if you can break dance, then they'll say, hey, you know, you bring two other boys. You guys do this break dance, and how long do you need? Right. How long do you need to practice this? Okay. So starting a month, I'm going to tell you 1 month before Moon Festival, we have like, you can do breakdancing at Moon Festival. That's how it is. And there's no two ways about it. You can't say no.
You can't say no.
Because your parents will be involved.
Yes. Then basically, you guys were super busy during a whole year. So there were so
many
festivals, right?
Pretty much. So if I were dancing already. If I were performing on stage at Dragon Boat Festival, then usually Moon Festival, I'm like in the kitchen.
You're in the kitchen.
Yeah. But I'm like in the kitchen, or I'll be the waiter. I don't want any of, I don't want to be on stage anymore. So a lot of my stage training and MC training came from doing all these things.
Wow.
Year after year.
See, you have learned something from your experience on stage, even though you don't like it.
I mean, who would love it? I mean, at that age, you want to sit down with in front of the TV and play your Nintendo.
Right.
I mean, it's not an event for you. I mean, it's nice to hang out with your friends and buddies, but you know, it's a lot of stress. It's not fun and games because you got to be serious about it. And it's a whole weekend. Oh. After the event, you got to clean up. You know, you're the first one to arrive and you're probably the last one to leave.
The last one to leave.
Yes, because your parents are the first to arrive and last to leave. So you can't go home middle of the
way. That sounds super stressed.
It is. And then, you know, you sort of look at other kids and you envy them. Like, oh, you sit there and you guys are eating and we have to do all this. Oh, gosh.
What am I on stage?
My life sucks. You know, like very teenage, rebellious personality back then. Yes. Back then,
totally
it was not
different.
Nice. Like, you sort of disliked it because year after year, it seemed like, why do I have to do this? Yes.
And
if you, some years, it's very interesting.
Some of the years?
Yeah, some years it's interesting. Not all years. Yeah, some years are more memorable than others. Like, yeah,
why was that
interesting. Because sometimes we, you know, you get new people involved and you make new friends. But if you don't get new friends and new people involved, then it's only you. And you and you and your, you know, the regular bunch.
Ah, so just routine work every year.
Yeah, it's like,
repeatedly.
Think about this, Angel. Uh-huh. Like at work, right? If your boss knows that you can break dance very well, guess what he will ask you to do at the year-end party every year?
Oh, I can imagine.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
Yes. That's what's happening. That, you know, don't let your boss know you can break dance very well.
Don't let my boss know that I'm capable of so many things. I just get the wage.
Exactly.
And then leave.
Yes. And think about it. The person in the office in Taiwan, right? The person in the office, who would volunteer every year to organize the year-end party? Nobody.
Nobody. Everybody's busy. Nobody has time to do so.
Other than being busy, because it's a tough job, you will not create an event that pleases everybody.
Yes.
You cannot. Yes. You will not.
Of course not.
Yes. So it's tough.
And even though you have done a great job, but still people will complain about some little things.
Exactly.
Yeah. And they only remember the bad they've seen. They never appreciate how good you are.
Okay. You know, that's life.
That's life.
Yes. So Dragon Boat Festival is a lot different in Taiwan, the way you guys celebrate it and the way we celebrate it overseas. Okay. I think this whole fortune thing, I'm going to buy into it this year, to be honest. You know, I'm not a big fortune teller guy. I don't like to be told of my fortune. I don't like the lucky charms and things like that. I'm not that kind of guy. But as an interesting activity, balancing eggs and, you know, just hiking for fitness and health and for fun and going to catch the spring water for good luck or fortune, whatever symbolisms we attach to this activity is fine with me. Because as long as we get together, we come together and we get together as a family or as a community and we do something that's active and positive and healthy.
Positive. Yeah.
Yeah.
Healthy.
In the past 2 years, it's been COVID, so we're not actually in touch with nature as much as we should, right? We're not out as much as we should. Now we're staying in so much longer than before. And it's driving everybody nuts.
Right? Yeah.
It's driving everybody nuts. So the best thing to do this Dragon Boat is to, well, if you can, row a dragon boat. If you can.
Row
whatever
boat. Row a dragon boat.
Row a boat. Go row a boat. We can go try that.
We can go Xingdian to ride the boat.
I think we ought to do that. We should go there.
We have to do that, yes.
Yes, just for fun. I mean, not a real dragon boat per se, but I mean, why not? You know, go to the riverside.
That's swan boat, right?
Yeah.
In Xingdian, swan boat.
The swan boats, yeah.
The swan boat, yeah.
Sounds good. And if you want to stay indoors, fine. You've got balancing eggs to do, or you can create your own fortune water. What's better? You don't chuck coins in the water. You can figure a way out to maybe, I don't know, tie $168,000 on the container.
Oh.
And then drink water from that. Make it symbolic. Make it not just fortune water. Make it...
Wow. You're so creative.
Ultra filthy rich. Hollywood rich water.
Let's do this year. Let's try that.
Definitely something we ought to try. But make it an activity. To our 15 Minutes fam, if you guys have interesting activities for good luck, good fortune, please do let us know down below in the comment section, or feel free to email us at ask15mins@gmail.com with any interesting activities for good luck and good fortune on this Dragon Boat Festival, and we'll share it with the rest of 15 Minutes fam. So over and out from John, wish you guys happy Dragon Boat Festival.
From Angel, I hope you guys, please do create your own fortune water. Bye.
Cheers, you guys. See you in the next episode.